There's a new set of dog control laws in the western Alaska city of Bethel. It includes the authorization of a new force of animal control volunteers. On Tuesday night, the city council there passed a sweeping set of changes aimed at improving the safety of people and property on Bethel streets. The vote was passed unanimously, but not everyone on the council thinks the laws will help. From member station KYUK in Bethel, Shane Iverson has more.
Backers of the new law say they're aimed at fixing several issues, not the least of which is loose dogs roaming Bethel streets.
I've got a lot of neighbors personally in the area where I live, and we have rampant loose dogs.
That's Councilmember Heather Pike.
And lots of small children running around. And this, I feel, would really help.
The law will authorize the City of Bethel to create a volunteer staff of animal control officers, similar to volunteer firefighters. These volunteers would be empowered to capture loose dogs and issue citations. Councilmember Rick Robb.
From what I've heard around town, there would be lots of volunteers who would want to go round up loose dogs.
In the past, the council has hired a full-time animal officer, but that position has been cut over years of city belt tightening. Robb said volunteers could be a cheaper option.
There would be some cost, but significantly, on multiple times, cheaper than hiring additional personnel.
Not everyone agrees. The volunteer officers program would operate under the supervision of the chief of police. Councilmember Thor Williams said the work to coordinate the program will likely fall on his shoulders unless they hired someone to work with the volunteers.
It's still going to cost a ton of money just to have a volunteer program. So I'd rather see a city employee whose main function it is to collect dogs again.
Currently, the city gives the duties primarily to community patrol officers, whose main job is to take care of inebriates. But complaints of loose dogs are still high, and the police department says they bite several children in a typical week. The volunteers would also have the authority to cite owners of nuisance dogs. The new law defines those dogs as ones that bark for over 20 minutes consecutively during the day or 10 minutes at night. Exemptions are carved out for dog teams and licensed kennels. Robb says the intention is to allow average barking dogs to continue to act like regular dogs, while giving the city more options when complaints come in for noisy ones. The law also makes it illegal for dogs to be off their leash or a chain for any reason, unless they're in a specified dog park. There used to be a provision that allowed for pets to be under voice control in most sections of town, but now that will only be allowed in specific areas which are yet to be set. Despite the changes, Councilmember Williams said the root of the problem is that there are simply too many dogs in Bethel because residents don't have access to cheap spaying or neutering.
We're still making puppies out there, and we haven't eliminated the puppy problem. So unless we really address that issue, for me, I don't think this law is going to answer the problem.
Despite his reservations, Williams went on to vote in favor of the new laws, along with all other council members. Missing was Tundi Rogers. The law also has new requirements for licensing and sets new rules before dogs are put down. Also, it doubles fines for most violations. The laws went into effect immediately. I'm Shane Iverson.